things to unpack with that one. Holy cow. Well, first, I believe my wife has to work, so the lovely bride will not be riding with me when I go for a ride. And 9 times out of 10, when I go for a ride, she doesn't go with me anyway. I enjoy just going for a drive, going absolutely nowhere for no reason at all. I just want to go there, turn up the music, and put life behind me. And the wife doesn't care to do that. So 9 times out of 10, if I go for a ride, she's not with me. So there you go. And I think she has to work this weekend anyway. So there. As for the repeater, I haven't actually used his remote node yet. From what I understand, it works really well, but no, I haven't used it. I get into the repeater there in Traverse City with no problem at all, and I can typically get into this. This is the EOC repeater with no problem. So there is that small spot in between that I should probably get his remote node programmed in here, but I need to go through my radio, pull the stuff off of it, reprogram it, and get it back in here. That way I got a good feel for where things are at. There's been enough repeaters, new repeaters, old repeaters, and stuff that have changed that I need to get in here and change things up, but eventually. So, one of these days you'll get a real antenna and get some more than 5 watts and get on here and talk, and that way you don't have to worry about the band conditions as much. You know, you throw only 5 watts, you're going to fade out.
Oh, no, no. What I did is I took my DMR analog Anytone handheld, and I have that running APRS. And then on this radio, but yeah, no, there's definitely going to be an upgrade this year. I can't do it anymore. It's getting too bad up there. I looked at the antennas the other day, and I just about cried.